Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, jutaan umat Islam akan memperingati Hari Raya Kurban atau Idul Adha akhir pekan ini mulai tanggal 16 Juni. Seperti halnya peringatan Idul Fitri, perayaan Idul Adha ditandai dengan salat di masjid dan perayaan bersama keluarga serta teman. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Mujib Munib dari SBS Pashto dan Salim Al-Haddad dari SBS Arabik untuk SBS News. Hari Raya Kurban yang dikenal dengan Idul Adha adalah perayaan besar Islam selama 4 hari bertepatan dengan akhir haji siarah tahunan ke Mekah di Arab Saudi yang diharapkan dilakukan oleh setiap Muslim setidaknya sekali dalam seumur hidup mereka jika mereka memiliki kemampuan finansial dan secara fisik mampu melakukan perjalanan. Idul Adha dirayakan 2 bulan setelah akhir bulan suci Ramadan, tepat pada hari Idul Fitri. Seorang imam dari Masjid El-Sekdak, Heidelberg di Melbourne, Alah El-Sukum, OAM, mengatakan kedua hari besar ini sama pentingnya.
So as Muslims around the world, we have to feast. The first one is coming after a big act of worship, which is the month of Ramadan, which is Idul Fitr, the Eid of breaking the fast, and the second one is also connected to Hajj. So it comes also after a great act of worship, which is pilgrimage. And the reason why both feasts have been prescribed is to celebrate after fulfilling the instructions of God, fasting the month of Ramadan and after pilgrimage. So these two big occasions is what we celebrate as Muslims around the world. And Muslims around the world are recommended to celebrate the blessings of God upon them and also celebrate the fulfilling the acts of worship that they have done.
Perayaan Idul Adha memperingati kisah pengorbanan dan kepercayaan yang juga dibagikan oleh umat Kristen dan Yahudi. Versi Islam memberi penghormatan kepada tindakan Nabi Ibrahim ketika ia diperintahkan untuk mengorbankan putranya Ismail dalam ujian imannya. Imam El-Sukum mengatakan bahwa hal ini memberikan dasar mengapa sebagian umat Islam menyembelih hewan kurban pada Idul Adha dan membagikan dagingnya dengan keluarga, teman, dan orang-orang yang kurang beruntung.
Prophet Ishmael, when Prophet Abraham had the order to sacrifice his son, and instead of that, God replaced Prophet Ishmael with the sacrifice, the kurban, which is the sheep. And that's why it is recommended for the Muslims as well to have the sheep, to slaughter the sheep, and to share the meat with the family, friends, and the poor people, mainly around the world. So that's why it is called the Eid of the Sacrifice.
Pengorbanan finansial juga penting pada saat Idul Adha. Khalid Jambas adalah pendiri Badan Amal membantu orang Afghanistan yang membutuhkan. Mereka mengumpulkan sumbangan dari warga Afghanistan yang tinggal di Australia untuk dikirim kembali ke negara yang sedang mengalami krisis keuangan. Perekonomian negara tersebut pada dasarnya telah runtuh sejak pengembalian oleh Taliban pada tahun 2021. Janbas mengatakan kepada SBS Pashto bahwa diaspora Afghanistan sangat ingin membantu selama Idul Adha. Ia mengatakan meskipun ada tantangan biaya hidup di sini, sumbangan meningkat tahun ini.
A lot of people back home, they don't have any job. If they have job, they're not getting enough pay. So all the families who are living in overseas, they're trying to help their families and friends so they can celebrate the Eid with their family as well. So that's why everybody is trying to donate as much as they can.
Imam Alah El-Sukum mengatakan, perasaan bersatu selama Idul Adha ini penting dan jatuhnya pada hari pertama, hari Minggu, memudahkan keluarga dan teman-teman untuk berkumpul.
So one of the main lessons of Eid is unity. You know, people coming in a large number, and we're very lucky to have Eid on the weekend, on Sunday, so that a lot of people would be free and wouldn't have work to come as a family, and they celebrate together, especially children, and they come and they... What we emphasize on at the mosque is the unity between Muslims when we are lining up, coming from different cultures, different races and backgrounds. And this is what we teach, unity, and this is also something that we reflect upon here in Australia as a multicultural country.
Salah satu pesan yang disampaikan kepada jemaat pada saat beribadah di Masjid El-Sekhtak di Heidelberg adalah pentingnya menjaga hubungan baik dengan keluarga dan teman sendiri, juga dengan teman-teman non-Muslim. Dan tanggapan Australia terhadap konflik di Gaza telah menunjukkan pentingnya hubungan tersebut.
We remind them also to be good Australian Muslims that are living here in this country. We remind them to appreciate the blessings that they have here. And one of the main reminders that is definitely going to be given to them is reflecting upon what's happening in Gaza and making prayers for their brothers and sisters in Palestine, extending the support to them by donating for them and wishing them to have, you know, peaceful situation there, and remind them of the situation to reflect upon and to be ready to help their brothers and sisters always, and to always look for justice to be implemented over there.
Demikian tadi laporan sekilas tentang Idul Adha yang disusun oleh Mujib Munib dari SBS Pashto dan Salim Al-Haddad dari SBS Arabik dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.